This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Last year, we presented a young pianist named Apollo Lee playing Music of Grieg. We are delighted that he's returned to open this episode of Between the Keys. Apollo Lee made a Carnegie Hall debut at the age of 8, and he's now 16 years old. We're going to hear the opening movement of the Piano Concerto in G minor, the Piano Concerto No. 2, by Camille Saint-Saëns. The opening movement of the Piano Concerto in G Minor by Camille Saint-Saëns is Piano Concerto No. 2 with pianist Apollo Lee. I should mention that the piano reduction of the orchestral part was played by Apollo Lee's teacher, Chow Tzu Lin. Our next pianist is Ria Shankaran. She is 10 years old and has been studying piano with Donna Harrington for 4 years. She's participated in multiple concerts, including Musicopia. She's done benefit concerts for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and has had performances at the Kimmel Center as well. She also performs classical Indian dance, and apparently she plays the violin, but we are going to hear her play the piano in Music of Chopin, the Prelude in B minor. I always thought that the accompaniment in this piece evokes images of slowly falling raindrops. See what you think. Let's listen. That was Ria Shankaran playing the B minor prelude of Chopin from Frédéric Chopin's 24 Preludes, Opus 28. You know, the Chopin preludes have inspired quite a few composers to write their own cycles of preludes. One composer in particular I'm thinking about is Sergei Rachmaninoff, who actually wrote 2 very substantial books of preludes. We're going to hear his prelude in E flat major from Opus 23. It's going to be performed by Jason Liang, whom I will tell you about after we listen to the music. Thank you. music of Rachmaninoff, the prelude in E-flat major from Opus 23, that was performed by Jason Liang. He is a 17-year-old pianist who is a senior at Freehold High School. He's going to be attending the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan next year. Congratulations on that. He also studies with Chaozu Lin. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys. We will return to the program in just a moment, but first I would like to tell you about Steinway's new Spirio reproducing piano. With just the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Thelonious Monk, Long Long, Arthur Rubinstein, Yuji Wang, Art Tatum, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway's Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. So, let's return to our program. I'm especially pleased to present a highly talented pianist whose name is Pirin Luke Thiessen. He is 15 years old. He comes from Texas. He studies with Dr. Thomas Unger. He was one of 15 finalists, and the only American, in fact, chosen from a worldwide field of 100 applicants to compete in the prestigious Grand Piano Competition in Moscow in 2018. He recently performed in Red Bank, New Jersey, and I'm so sorry that I had to miss the concert, but I was sent a really fine recording of Haydn's Sonata in E major, number 31, and we're going to hear the entire sonata right now. This is pianist Pirin Luke Thiessen playing Haydn. Thank you.
Thank you.
music of Joseph Haydn, the Sonata in E Major, number 31, and that was performed by Pirin Luke Thiessen. Our next pianist is Daniel Liu, who will be performing one of Francis Poulenc's improvisations now. The improvisation in A minor, composed by Francis Poulenc. The pianist was Daniel Liu. He is a 7th grade student at Montgomery County Middle School, and he studies with Gulina Prilitskaya. We have music by Edvard Grieg next, the Notturno, Opus 54, number 4. It's going to be performed by Eva Zong, a 7th grader who studies with Chao Ling Lin. Let's listen. Thank you.
The Notturno, Opus 54, Number 4 by Edvard Grieg, performed here on Kids on Keys by Eva Zong. Our next pianist also studies with Dr. Chow Ling Lin. Her name is Christina Wong, and she's going to play a little piece by Aram Khachaturian, whose title translates into English as something like Two Gossiping Old Women. Two Gossiping Old Women. Music of Aram Khachaturian, a little piece whose title translates into English as Two Gossiping Old Women. That was Christina Wong at the piano. This is Jed Distler, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music. Jacobs Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community. They provide instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions, such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events that are aimed at musical enrichment, and that also includes the performances that we hear on this very program. For our final selection, we're going to go back to 1955, where a young pianist from Uruguay named Dinora Varsi played the Rachmaninoff Second Concerto in concert. Fortunately, this performance was recorded, and we're going to hear now the first movement. Thank you.
The first movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18, recorded in 1955, Victor Teva was conducting the Orchestra Sinfonica del Sodre, which was the main radio station in Montevideo, Uruguay. The pianist was the 16-year-old Uruguay native Dinora Varsi, and she went on to a highly distinctive career as a recording and concert artist, as well as a much-loved teacher. She passed away in 2013, and this year, 2019, marks what would have been Dinora Varsi's 80th birthday. Not too many American music lovers know about Dinora Varsi, but I think she was a great and original artist, and as you can hear, she already had everything going for her at the age of 16. I would like to thank all of the young pianists on this program for sharing their talent, their passion, and their hard work with listeners all over the world here at Kids on Keys. The recordings come to you courtesy of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222, 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on April 6th at 1 p.m. Saturday. All programs are available as webcasts at our website, www.wwfm.org. Until the next time, this is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network. Thank you so much for listening to Kids on Keys, and please be well. Today's program is part of the celebration of the 166th anniversary of Steinway & Sons.